Mount Edgecombe students Abby Fisher and Laura Contrell were among more than 60 volunteers combing the trails of the Sitka National Historical Park Saturday as part of the International Coastal Cleanup.
We found odd things. There was a Hello Kitty, drink, and fingernail polish. Who brings their blue sparkly fingernail polish to go hiking?
Except for the nail polish, most of what they found was the usual discarded trash you'd expect, like cigarette butts and gum wrappers. But on the other side of the park, fellow Edgecombe students Josh Vaux, April Phillip, and Abe Palacios were lugging something much bigger down the trail.
I think you might win the prize for this tire.
I sure hope so.
It took a while to dig it out.
It took us like half an hour to dig it out.
Buried into the rocks. It was along the beach, and there's a little barnacles on it and a lot of mud.
International Coastal Cleanup Day is organized by the Ocean Conservancy. And according to Natalie Sattler, the Community Outreach Coordinator for the Sitka Conservation Society, volunteers in coastal communities all over the globe on this same day, September 20th, are very likely lugging old tires, styrofoam floats, and plastic bottles off their beaches as well.
Basically, an effort to get out there and clean up coasts. And then what we're also asking is participants to mark down on data cards what they're collecting. So whether it's trash from boats or trash from food, toys, anything, just marking it down in like various categories and then tallying it up.
Sattler says the information then goes into an online database run by the Ocean Conservancy.
And then they'll be able to look based on like ocean currents where certain types of trash are showing up. You know, maybe we're going to find a lot of trash from Japan over here.
Residents Phyllis Hackett and Karen Haley cleaning around the Sitka National Historical Park said the most exciting things they found were intentionally planted by the Park Service employees as incentives.
We found two glass bottles from the Nature Conservancy saying we won a prize. Various food wrappers, beverage cans, glass bottles, plastic bottles, cigarette butts, toys. One little tie, a little reflector off of a bicycle. Nothing too exciting. We've been walking on the trails, not the beach.
It's actually and surprisingly clean.
Yeah,
it really is. I was commenting that, you know, our town actually is a pretty clean town.
But that's not entirely the case when you start looking at the bottom of the harbors.
A lot of that looks like it's aluminum cans and an old buoy bag. And,
Henry Larson has been a certified diver since 1979. Today he's handling bags full of garbage that divers Bob Reed, Troy Tideco, and Lynn Wilbur are bringing up from the outside float in Eliason Harbor. Wilbur lives in the harbor, and she says she dives frequently under her boat and recently noticed some old discarded outboards.
There had been some boats from out of town tied up across from me, and it's likely that they dumped their used outboards overboard, so that's also a problem. We have boats coming, transient boats from out of town that offload their stuff. So we're going to try to lift those up today just to get a look at them. And we'll take some photos. We may not be able to get them out, but we'll be able to document where they are.
Within 45 minutes, the three divers have pulled up about 200 pounds of various items from just one float in the harbor.
So we'll try to see what can be reused or recycled. Some of it I would like to put on display just so visitors can see. A lot of the big marine aquariums like Monterey Bay and the Seward Sea Life Center actually have harbor trash displays. And people are very interested in that. They're very proactive about it. It's not a turnoff. And when people see this kind of stuff, they want to know what they can do to help.
Wilbur did a senior project on debris deposition in Sitka Sound when she graduated from Sheldon Jackson, and she says she always wanted to get something like this started. She says the group Turning the Tides in Juneau gives them a lot of help, and she's part of the effort to get a similar group going in Sitka. After seeing the amount of garbage that came off one float, it does seem monumental to try to get the entire harbor cleaned up.
Well, this is dumpster diving.
Yeah, it's
very literally.
True. We have some items that we weren't able to get yet. We're going to take pictures of a bicycle frame and two shopping carts down there.
Not everything that ends up in the ocean or harbor is intentional.
Is that a full bottle of Smyrna?
Yeah, that's what's in there, too.
That was an accident.
Yeah.
But volunteers who worked on the remote island coastal cleanup say seeing the amount of debris that washes up with the tide is sobering. 22 volunteers also took an Allen Marine boat south of Brent's Beach on Kruzoff Island. That group hauled out 772 pounds of garbage, including 532 pieces of styrofoam, as well as four additional garbage bags full, 72 buoys or floats, chunks of six boats, 221 plastic beverage bottles, three life jackets, and two refrigerators. Lynn Wilbur says maybe we can't get it all cleaned up, but the more people are aware of what's washing up on shores and harbors, maybe the less likely they'll be to throw it out in the first place. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.